look, for a while here on Sportsnet 960, we've been telling you about our new lineup and some of the exciting announcements that we have coming down the pipe. Well, today we get to share with you one of those pieces of news. At this time next week, your morning show here at Sportsnet 960 will be on the air with two new hosts. And we just so happen to have both of them on the line with us right now. I want to bring in our first guest here. You've probably heard him on the station if you've listened for a while. He's been a guest on this station before. You've probably heard Inside the Lines across the Sportsnet radio network. If so, you'll recognize this voice. I'm very happy to welcome to Calgary and welcome to the big show our pal George Russick.
Wow, thanks. That's really nice.
Yeah. Good morning, George. Welcome morning to Sportsnet 960, pal. Glad to have you along.
I'm super, super excited. I got the call in August from Dan Toman, and it's been kind of a whirlwind since, but super excited. I've known about this for a while, had to keep things under wraps, but I can't wait to get to Calgary. I'm moving there, leaving Southern Ontario. Super excited to get to Calgary. I've already checked the weather. The weather looks good for golf next week, so yep. I'm already excited about that too. But again, really, really excited for this opportunity. There's only a handful of jobs to do this in this country, and I can't wait to do my stupid fun show in Calgary, and I'm super, super jacked.
Dude, we're super excited to have you. The announcement's been out on Twitter now. It's getting lots of run on your Twitter, on Sportsnet 960's Twitter. We're excited to have you along here and you know, start this thing up next week with you and Maddie. I guess if people don't know, give us a little rundown on your radio history. I know you've mentioned that you've been on the station before. You've obviously done Inside the Lines for a while now, but how did you get on this crazy career train in sports media?
It all started way back when, in like 2004, I want to say, when I was a hello goodbye guy at Best Buy, wearing the yellow shirt, saying hello and goodbye to people.
It's been a while since they had the yellow shirts there, George.
I was great at doing that. I used to use ignorant politeness, what I used to say. You have a great day now when people would yell at you. Because what are you going to say? You can't say anything when they tell you to have a great
day.
That's
true.
So I had an epiphany standing there in my yellow shirt going, I can't do this the rest of my life. So I go, what do I love? I love sports. And people go, well, you maybe have the personality to do broadcasting. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do broadcasting. So I applied at Niagara College in Welland, Ontario, got into the program. 2 years into it, won the scholarship to do my internship at the Fan 590 in Toronto. Started as an intern in January of 07 at the Fan. And that summer, I worked locally in St. Catharines for an Easy Rock, a rock, and a news station where I was an op and a producer. But then I started my internship in January of 07 at the Fan in Toronto. Did a lot of updates, did a lot of demos for the sports director at the time, Doug Faraway, who eventually, after I was like ridiculously persistent for a year and a half staying on as an intern, I was hired on to do overnight sports updates in 2008 for the Beijing Olympics. 4 years later, had a full-time job interview to do updates on the radio station, but the boss at the time, Don Collins, goes, forget updates, I think you should start hosting shows. And then it began from there. Started hosting shows in the summer of 2012. Then got the huge opportunity to do the morning show in Toronto for 3 years with Dean Blundell. I was his co-host. And then ultimately that didn't work out for reasons beyond my control, but stuck around the radio station and kept grinding, kept doing shows. Got that great opportunity to do Inside the Lines in 2016. Which has been just a blessing. I love talking sports. I love talking sports betting. It's been great. And fast forward to this year, got the call from Dan. Wants you to do the show in Calgary. I'm like, absolutely. It's a great market. I've been on there for a while. I had a ton of fun doing hits with Boomer and Rhett on Friday mornings for the past couple years. And I'm super excited to get there and get this show on the road. And again, I can't stress this enough. We're going to have a ton of fun in the morning.
Dude, I can't even tell you we're excited. When I got the news, we were extremely excited to have a name and a voice that we knew out here in Calgary. And we're extremely excited to have you join the team. I know I speak for plenty of people here at the station when I say that. The text line is super stoked with the announcement here. We couldn't be happier to have you on the team. So you're a Southern Ontario guy. other than being on the airwaves here in Calgary, what do you know about Calgary? Obviously, the Flames are here. We have a weird little rodeo thing for 10 days in July that you'll have to get used to because things are very different during that time. But what do you know about the city?
Okay, so I've spent a week there in 2018. I did some shows with Boomer and Rhett in 2018, and I thought the city was beautiful. Even when you just fly into the city, all of a sudden you see the beautiful mountains in the background. I'm like, wow, this is a nice, nice, beautiful city. And I know they're super hardcore passionate about their Calgary Flames. Like that I learned very, very quickly being there in Calgary that it's all about the Calgary Flames, and I completely understand that. Working in the Southern Ontario market, as you guys know, it's all about the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I know what that means and what fans want to hear and what they're interested in, and I can't wait to talk about the Calgary Flames. And honestly, I can't wait to have a fresh perspective on the Flames too, right? Like, obviously, I didn't grow up a Flames fan. There's no secrets here. I like to be as truthful as possible on the air. And that's one thing, Logan, too, that you'll find out. Every take I have on the air, I wholeheartedly believe, and it's easy for me to remember because I don't make stuff up just to have, like, radio conversations. It's just I believe everything I say when it comes to my crazy sports takes. Sure, you can be wrong. You can admit you're wrong, but I believe in my crazy sports takes, and I can't wait to add a fresh perspective on Calgary. And honestly, I can't wait to get there to explore more of the city. I'm moving ridiculously close to the radio station. I'm going to be downtown in the Beltline. I'm looking forward to living there. I'm looking forward to experiencing the city. I'm looking forward to going to where's the places to go to eat? Where's the best place to go have a drink? Where's the best place to do this, do that? Can't wait to drive around. Like, I'm just super excited to have this adventure in Calgary, and I can't wait to have some fun on the radio.
And the guy that's going to be joining you and riding shotgun for that adventure, we've got him on the phone line now, and I thought it would be very important. It's a voice that you know and love here in Calgary. I posted it on Twitter on the weekend, and I really do mean it. This guy works his tail off here at the station and has really worked it, you know, incredibly hard over this summer with different co-hosts and the back and forth. But joining George Resick on the morning show starting on Monday going forward is a name that you recognize and love here in Calgary. It's our pal, Matty Rose. Matty?
Yo!
Good morning! The phone line literally blew up in front of us, so like our phone just decided to break in front of us while we're trying to get a hold of you. But yeah, other than that, everything's fantastic. How you feeling, pal? Big day, big announcement.
Yeah, fired up. You know, just I got out of bed for this on my time off, so that's how you know it's a big deal. I'm fired up. It's set. We're going to be doing the show October the 3rd. We're going to be covering the hell out of the Flames and everything else that's involved, and I'm so excited for George to come to Calgary and kind of share everything that he brings to the table with our fans here. It's going to be awesome.
How hard has it been to bite your tongue? George sort of talked about it, you know, going back to August and having to work through the news and work through coming to Calgary. You've been in the same boat, you know, working through this and understanding that George has been coming for a bit now, but you've had to sort of bite your tongue and wait for this day to come too.
Yeah, I hated it. I hated every second of it.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I can keep a secret when I need to, but it's hard for me. It eats me on the inside when I can't tell people things. So, yeah, it was hard, especially the last couple weeks where, you know, you could see the end in sight and everyone wanted to know what was happening and I wanted to tell them so bad. So now I'm just excited that the day is here and I can open my yap.
How much talk have you guys had, Matt? How much time have you and George spent, you know, talking about this and getting set for next Monday?
Oh, a lot. So much. Heaps. Listen, we've talked about the show and we have some ideas for the show. We've done some things together over time.
Yeah.
But I think that it's going to be a lot of also feeling out and seeing what works in different markets and things like that. So we've got a ton of ideas that we're ready to throw at the fans. Some will stick, some will not. And that's the way the radio goes when you're starting out a new show. So I'm very excited for all of our little things that we've got up our sleeves to kind of grace the airwaves once we finally get our shot here.
And I guess I throw it back to you on that one too, George. How's it been for you knowing that you'll be joining this with Matty, a guy that's got a ton of experience here in Calgary and is really to get ready to get this thing going?
Oh, I'm super, super excited. He's been great through this entire process. Really excited to work with him. Really excited to lean on him as my Calgary Stampeders crutch. That's the one thing. He's my safety blanket, and I'm super excited about that as well. But no, Matt's a good guy. I've been listening to a lot of the stuff you guys have been doing out there. It's been great, and I just kind of want to hopefully add to it. And, again, I can't wait to see Matt's golf swing, too. That's one thing he's been telling me. He's been golfing a lot. I can't wait to see him out on the golf course. I can't wait to see what he's – I can't wait to hit the ball a little further in Calgary because of the thinner air. I can't wait for that because I've even looked that up because I'm such a golf psycho. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Matt's swing out on the golf course next week, too.
Go ahead, Matty.
I always say this. I golf way too much for how terrible I am at the sport.
Okay.
So you're going to be pleasantly disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think good news is, George, you'll still be the better golfer in the pairing. So that's that's the good news if you're keeping that. Quickly, guys, before we let you go, I know it's a busy day and you got lots to get to for the rest of the day, and Matt's actually on holiday right now. But, George, just give me a rundown. What can people expect from you guys starting on Monday?
Well, again, I can't hammer this home enough. We're going to have a ton of fun, and we're going to play some of my stupid games, too, throughout the week. And we're going to mix things up a little bit, too. We're going to get a ton of listener interaction. Definitely want to hear from the listeners of Calgary. And, man, we're going to get you set for the Flame season. It's around the corner. We saw the two preseason games last night. It's going to be all about the Flames. The NFL's in full swing. Tons of storylines with that. And don't forget, the Blue Jays will be in the playoffs, too, by the time I get there. So that's going to be ridiculously excited, too, as we all huddle around the TV and watch the Toronto Blue Jays, too, in the playoffs. Can't wait to talk about all that stuff. And a lot of dumb stuff, too. So I can't wait to talk about that, too.
Matty?
Yeah, man, I'm fired up. We're going to get to everything on the morning show. We're going to be obviously very Flames heavy, but we're getting into the meat of the season. George is an absolute whiz when it comes to the NFL, so very excited to dive into that with him. Like you mentioned, you got the Jays playoffs, you got the Stampeders maybe going on a little bit of a Grey Cup run here. Listen, this is the best time for sports, kind of that early October, late September for my money. The best time to be a sports fan, and George is coming to Calgary right in time for the prime of it. So I'm just hoping that everyone will stick around and enjoy it with us, because I think we're going to really surprise some people and bring some smiles to that drive into work.
Guys, really looking forward to this on Monday. Thanks for taking the time today. The text line is, I'm not even joking, text line super excited. I know everyone here at the station is really excited. A couple of texts I wanted to share with you guys quickly. This one just coming in. Excited we got a regular host on the morning show. I'm looking forward to Matt and George as a great team. Good guy coming in. So pumped that Marty Rose is staying on. Love that dude. George, lots of people remembering you from your time here earlier on in the station when you were a regular guest. So excited to have you guys in Calgary. The big show with Russick and Rose starts next Monday at 6 a.m. here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. George, take care. Safe travels getting to Calgary, pal. Looking forward to getting to know you some more, hey?
Absolutely. Thanks. And we'll talk to you guys Monday.
Sounds good. Take care, George. Matt, congrats, pal. Really hardworking summer for you. I know it's been tough. I'm glad that you get some time off here. Looking forward to this on Monday. You and George are going to kill it.
Let's go. I'm excited. Let's go. See you on the third, guys.
See you, pal. There you go. George Russick and Matty Rose joining us this morning to finally bring you a piece of news here on Sportsnet 960 that we've been holding on to for a while. The big show with Russick and Rose starts on Monday, October 3rd, 6 a.m. here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. And yes, to a few of the texters that were very poignant about the long break. Yeah, look, as soon as we went to call, both of the guys, our phones, I can't explain why. Alex broke him for some reason.
I was freaking out, guys. I'll be honest.
No,
we got like crazy. One really important thing to do today, and as soon as we went to the phone, it just went, nope, not going to call anybody. So we're scrambling. We're running. I do apologize that it was a longer break ahead of it. We weren't trying to, you know, make 10 minutes of commercials for you to listen to. That's
more.
What we're trying. I know everyone's, oh, you're just trying to play 10 minutes. No, I'm not trying to play 10 minutes of commercials.
There's reasons.
Some technical difficulties. We're good. We got everybody back. We got everybody on the line. Fingers crossed that our boss is okay with how that went, because it was sort of a flying by the seat of my pants moment. But
yeah, no, he did great.
And look, that's the morning coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There's more coming.
Yes.
That's a big part of what we're doing here. It's been in the works for a long time. I know Dan Toman, Art Factor, our bosses, have been working at this for a very long time, trying to bring the right guy into the Calgary scenario, someone that's going to be involved in the city, mm-hmm. involved in what we're doing here in Sportsnet 960, and that's, you know, coming in and covering the Flames and being your home for that and being a place where when you drive in the morning 6 to 9, and you're listening on a podcast, you're catching it later, that these are guys you're going to want to listen to and you're going to want to be tuned in on. And I'm really excited for Matt. I'm really excited for George to come here and join what we're doing. It's been an up and down of, you know, sports media can be a really, media in general can be a really tough place to work in sometimes at the best of times. And it's great to have some positive news to share here at Sportsnet 960.
Yeah, I cannot wait to be working with these guys in the morning going forward. I know it's been a tough summer for sure around these parts, but I'm hopeful that that George and Maddie will deliver. I know they can deliver. I know they will for sure. And I and Alex and myself will do the best to help out this morning show and keep it running for sure. And you know, like you said, Maddie said, this is the best time of year to be a sports fan. I mean, the NFL is ramping up. We got the NHL starting up here in a matter of like 3 weeks or so. So baseball playoffs, you know, this is the best time to be a sports fan. And this radio station is going to get a huge boost with George and Maddie helping alongside him. It's going to be great.
Yes. Couldn't be more excited. Once again, George Russick and Matt Rose kick off the big show in the morning with Russick and Rose next Monday at 6 a.m. here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan. Very excited to that. Thanks to George and Matt for putting up with our technical difficulties there as we got back on the air. Text line, very excited about it. That's good. We'll get to some of that next segment. What you want to talk about is going to come your way, and a good chance for some of those Russick and Rose tweets to come out. Make sure you're involved in that. We'll talk some NFL next segment before we get to what you want to talk about, Patrick. That's going to be exciting. It was an up and down week in the NFL.
There's so much I want to talk about.
I know we've got a bunch to get to quickly though. Before we end off this segment, George mentioned it there too. Matt obviously covers the Stampeders for us. Big win from them on the weekend against the BC Lions. Quickly did want to shout out Derek Dennis of the Calgary Stampeders. He's one of the great guys in this league.
Oh yeah,
he's been a fantastic member of the Stampeders for a very long time. He's just been a rock there at that left tackle spot.
Bone crusher.
He goes down. It looks like an ankle injury. I hope it's not as serious as it looks. Yeah. But whenever someone gets carted off, you know it's probably not good. So best to Derek Dennis. I hope he comes back and is able to contribute to the Stampeders late in the season for a big injury like that. So that's tough. But a big win for the Stamps. They needed that bounce back after that game in Calgary. The D really showing up strong for the Stamps in that win.
Yeah, exactly. They needed it for sure. It was, you know, like they were like, you can't go winless against the Lions and Bombers, especially if you want to be hosting a home playoff game. So that was a big, getting a huge win. Peyton Logan's run to soak that thing away at the end just showed the sheer determination of that Stamps team. Dickinson was fired up. It was a big win for Calgary. Jalen Philpott had a really good game as well. Excited to watch him go forward.
Yeah, Jalen Philpott doing it where his dad did it for a long time. Yeah, good to see him and his dad's old stomping ground making some noise, and that's really cool. I think Jalen's going to be a huge member of the Stampeders going forward. Lots of potential.
For U Sport guys, especially at skill positions, to start contributing right away, it's rare. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often to see Jalen Philpott having an impact. I know he's missed some time, but when he's healthy and going, he can get this offense going. And Jake Mayer, can't say enough about him. He's just
deadly efficient, oh my God. Man. Holy.
Like it's just you don't. This guy doesn't make a bad throw. It seems he's finding his guys. Seemingly with ease here, and it seems like the Stamps just roll out quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, and they seem to maybe found their next one here in Jake Mayer.
So that's the CFL story. They're back at it. Week 17 action kicks off Friday with the Riders and the Bombers. That's a doubleheader, BC Ottawa as well, and then a doubleheader Saturday, Owls and Elks. And the Toronto Argonauts come to Calgary for their final visit this season. 5 p.m. kickoff from McMahon Stadium. We'll talk more about the Stampeders throughout the week. And as usual, we'll have our check-in with Dave Dickinson head coach of the Calgary Stampeders later on this week on the Big Show in the Morning. I'm Logan Gordon, filling in for Matt Rose, and now I can tell you, filling in for Matt Rose and George Drasik. If you missed the news, they're coming.
More announcements coming next week.
Yes, that's the first announcement. The Big Show in the Morning with Russick and Rose is our first big announcement that we've got for you. They're going to start things up next Monday. We'll talk about that with what you want to talk about next. Plus, we'll talk about what was an interesting end to NFL Sunday last night between the Denver Broncos and the San Francisco 49ers. That's coming up next. Big Show in the Morning continues here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Yeah, man.
George Russick and Matt Rose will form the Big Show with Russick and Rose.
Little R&R in the morning, next, as the text line is pointing out.
Starting next Monday.
It should be called Little R&R in the Morning.
Russick and Rose has a good sound to it.
I know.
Very excited to welcome George in, and very excited for Matt to have that spot going forward. Both very well-traveled and seasoned broadcasters that I think are going to bring you guys a show that you can really appreciate here on Sportsnet 960. And like I said, just great to share some positive news with you guys here on the radio, and really looking forward to George coming to Calgary and joining in. And I know some of the texts, Toronto guy. And George is so all in on this, you don't even understand.
Oh, yeah. No.
He is moving here. He is minutes from the station. He is coming to Calgary not to bring, an Ontario feel to it. He's coming to Calgary to become a part of what we do.
He is going
here.
To become a Calgarian.
Yes. So
that is George Russick's goal.
Don't worry about that for a second. You can hear the excitement in his voice. We're really excited to have him here going forward. So that's great news. And it's just the beginning of news. We've talked about this for a long time, and we're finally able to start rolling some of this out to you. Next week, we'll have more announcements coming about stuff here at the station, more positive news to share. And that's good news for us, and it's good news for you listening here at Sportsnet 960. The fan feedback line always open to you. What you want to talk about coming up in just a few moments here on Sportsnet 960. I did want to talk a little bit of NFL with you. That Sunday nighter literally put me to sleep last night.
Yeah, you didn't make it through it, eh?
No, I didn't. Obviously, when you have the morning shift, you've got to be a little bit more cognizant of bedtime. but that didn't give me any reason to stay up last night. 11-10, the final score between the 49ers and the Broncos.
It happened once before. I had to.
Chargers, Steelers, and 08.
Score-gommy
doesn't hit.
Yeah.
But I just Sunday nighter, man. The day is done. You just want to have some good football, and it was awful. Tirico couldn't even stop it from himself from saying it on the air. He's literally on the air, and he goes, "This is bad.
Yep.
This is awful. This is just not good football." And it wasn't.
No.
Sometimes there's low scoring games to me can be exciting, Patrick, when the defense is playing really well. The defense didn't even have to play that well last night on either side. Because the offenses were just incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing going on either side. Look, from the Broncos side of things, you rag on Nathaniel Hackett all you want. You really can. Because he makes it pretty easy on himself. They're 2-1 somehow. So, at the end of the day, it's going to be pretty hard for you to rag on unless you're the Eagles or the Dolphins. Your team either has the same record as them or less. So good luck with that one. I don't know how they've done it, but they have. They've scored like 30 points all season, and somehow here they are at 2-1, but you can't argue with results. Wins are wins. They don't ask how. They ask how many at the end of the year.
Yep.
And they've got it. The 49ers, you want to do anything to win the game? Jimmy, you want to be anything more than a game manager?
I don't know why Debo Samuel's not getting the ball more. They know the running back room is in tatters right now. Jeff Wilson Jr. is their leading back right now, and he fumbled key on the last drive. Niners trying to drive into field goal range. He fumbled. But Debo Samuel is your most exciting player on that offense. He needs to get the ball more. You got to use him more in different packages, lining him up in the backfield, getting him off in motion more. He is that talented of a player, and it really didn't matter who was pulling the trigger. It was the offense was going to be geared around the run game, and it's not working right now for the Niners. They missed Eric Armstead for the first time in like 5 years. He misses a start, so that was a big loss on the defensive line for the Niners. On the Broncos side, they're not doing it pretty, but they're doing it right now. They're the only team in the AFC West to pick up a win yesterday, but they're sitting 2-1, tied with the Chiefs at the top. And they got a game on Sunday coming up against the now 0-3 Raiders, the only 0-3 team in the league. Six times teams have made the playoffs starting 0-3. Hasn't happened since 2018. So it'll be a massive game for Vegas. And talking about like the Raiders, go on to their game. Why isn't Davante Adams getting the ball? Five catches, 38. I know he's targeted 10 times. He had the touchdown. 5 for 38. He wasn't even targeted in the end zone, in the red zone down when the Raiders were trying to tie the game. So I don't know what the heck's going on there with Vegas and Devontae. I mean, is freaking Mack Hollins, or what is it?
Mack Hollins.
Mack Hollins going 8 for 185. Like, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it was some messy stuff. That AFC West, like, and you talk about your Chargers, like, with Justin Herbert, like, he shouldn't have played that game. Like, I know, like...
Well, no, I think he should have played the game. If he felt good enough to play the game, yeah. But when you're down 28 late...
But, like, all Staley and Herbert's like, oh, he's going to do it for his team. You know, he's a battler. He's gonna do this. And, like, they're down 28 points in the fourth quarter to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is one good hit away from breaking those ribs, and he's out 6 weeks. 6-7 weeks. Could be worse. And that's your franchise quarterback. And this was a lot of expectations on this Chargers group heading in.
Yeah, they're also incredibly injured outside of Herbert, though.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Starting left tackle left that game.
No Keenan Allen.
And it's in a sling. Their starting center did not play. Joey Bosa got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
J.C. Jackson did not play again. They're a very injured group.
You might
right
as well
now.
Say, hey, I know.
No, I understand. I'm with you. I don't know why Herbert was playing late either. Yeah. I'm in the same boat as you.
You're risking a lot, and I get it. Like, Justin Herbert's that type of guy. But the Chargers now, they're facing now 1-2, and they got a trip. They go to Houston next week. So maybe a get-right game for them, but... you know, hopefully Herbert's back. Hopefully, you know, Bosa and their O-line injuries aren't too bad. But, man, injuries just rack up here. And I'm looking at it right now. Like, Tampa Bay and Green Bay, they had their wide receivers were down. You know, Tampa Bay had Russell Gage as their leading number one, and Romeo Doubs stepped up big for the Packers. So, man, week three. Next week's already October.
Yeah, we're not done next week. We're not done week three yet.
We're not done week three.
Monday night's tonight.
Yeah, Cowboys Giants, and this is an interesting one. I mean,
this could be so bad.
Again, this could be a very potential.
This could be
for
a
last night's.
Very bad primetime game. Just be aware.
Giants need to win. They go 3-0. They are the better. I think, you know, looking at this, the Giants, the first time they're 2-0 since 2016, they go 3-0. Keep pace with the Eagles. But I mean, the Cowboys, they didn't look all that bad last week with Cooper Rush. Everybody was thinking the sky was going to be falling, but Giants, they're an improved group too.
We'll see. 6:15 kickoff tonight, I believe.
Yeah, 6:15. Buck and Aikman got to get their Cowboys
MetLife
and Giants
Stadium.
Fix. So,
this one won't be on Amazon Prime.
No, ESPN. Monday Night Football.
Giants 1-1, Cowboys 2-0.
No, reverse that.
Nope.
No, I mean,
Cowboys are 1-1.
Never mind.
I
thought you heard I thought I heard Giants 1-1. Cowboys 2-0. Never mind. I'm stupid.
That's all right. we'll talk about that one tomorrow and see what this. I'm hoping we don't get back to back primetime duds, but I have a feeling. I don't know. Daniel Jones versus Cooper Rush just doesn't inspire a lot of faith.
Yeah. It's gonna be one of those 16-13 type games. But the total.
I hope it's just flat out offense. We go for it, but I can't see it happening.
Who knows?
So,
both play really good defense right now.
We'll see. Flames, obviously, last night, winners in both of their split squad games against the Vancouver Canucks. They pick up an OT win 3-2, thanks to Michael Stone. Nice pass from Matthew Phillips to finish things off. And then a 4-0 home result under Daryl Sutter's coached group. They are back in action Tuesday. Against the Seattle Kraken.
The Kraken.
Still lots of preseason to go. Good news today from the Calgary Flames ahead of training camp session today. Andrew Mangiapane will be back on the ice with his team.
Good.
So that's going to be a chance for us to see. We're number 88 slots in all of this because I've said it on Twitter a couple of times. The level of overreaction to Cody Eakin skating in what I'm calling a placeholder spot for Andrew Mangiapane was just too much. He's here on a PTO.
Yeah.
He's got NHL experience. You need to get a look at him anyways. don't freak out that Cody Eakin was on a quote-unquote second line. That's not where he's going to be. You need to get a look at him anyways. Andrew needed a couple days to get healthy. Everything's good. I don't actually think Daryl Sutter's planning on playing Cody Eakin in a top six role. We can all calm down about it, but it will be interesting to see how this changes those lines today, Patrick, at Flames practice.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I'm interested to see maybe Mangiapane gets a run on that top group with Lindholm and Huberto. I know it's Foley is also an option there, but I think you got to market like Mangiapane at 35 goals last year. This guy is seemingly getting better and better with each season. Put him with the best playmaker. See what he can do on a top unit with Jonathan Huberto. I'm excited to see that.
I don't think he's jumping into that, to be honest.
No?
No, I think we've seen Lindholm and Toffoli with Huberto right now. I'm not saying that we won't see Mangiapane up there with those two guys, but I think right now the plan's going to be to roll him with Kadri.
Yeah.
That and see what that works. I like the idea of those two together.
Yeah, I think, of course, once Kadri gets into action, if he gets into any action there later on in the preseason, it'd be a great fit as well. There's options for Huberto. Or sorry, there's options for Mangiapane to play on both on either the top or the second line here. I am excited to see what he can do. It is a big boost to just have a guy like to get 88 back, and we're just waiting on one more.
Flames and Stale Kraken will be on your radio tomorrow night, 8 o'clock start.
Yeah, we'll be at 7 o'clock pregame with Pat and Lubo, and then puck drop a little bit after 8 o'clock.
All righty. Time to end the show like we always do, and I imagine there'll be a couple things to talk about after a big announcement. Do you have thoughts on the Flames from last night? Who stood out? Who didn't for you when it comes to the Calgary Flames? Were you excited to see Jonathan Huberto get his first as a Flame? Were you in the building last night? All of that and more as it's time to end the show with what you want to talk about. What you want to talk about? Brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. The hunting season gun safe sale is on now. You can save up to $600 on Braun EV Series gun safes. Visit CalgaryLockandSafe.com. If you missed the news earlier, George Russick joining us here on Sportsnet 960 next Monday as the big show becomes the big show with Russick and Rose starting Monday, October 3rd at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day. George Russick and Matt Rose. More announcements from Sportsnet 960 coming next week, Patrick. But there's been lots of reaction to George and the announcement on the text line from earlier.
Yeah, man. A lot of people, like the memory, you get George from Inside the Lines. You get a lot of that. We hear him on the Sunday. Every Sunday, he'll still, Inside the Lines will still, isn't going anywhere either. George will be hosting Inside the Lines from here every Sunday morning. Get your NFL gambling fix ahead of the week's action. But, you know, the text line is very excited, I believe. Can't wait for some R&R in the morning. That's what I was like.
Yeah, you stole that one right from the text line.
I did. I'm not original. Go.
Was really hoping for Kron. Yeah, after he dropped that F-bomb on me and Steinberg last week, I'm not entirely sure that he was still in the running for that. I've been listening to George for years on Sundays. Dude is hilarious, especially his games like Calgary Stampeder or 80s WWE Wrestler. And that would be right up your alley, Duma. You'll be
We're going to have some fun.
I imagine. George has a couple of, I'll call them bits and things that he's done at 590 over the years that, if you're not a regular listener or you're not a sports radio guy involved in it like we are, that you probably haven't jumped in on or heard in on, and he's going to bring some of them to Calgary and roll them with Matt, it's really going to be good. So stay tuned to it. It starts on Monday, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. When I heard George had left Inside the Lines to pursue an opportunity, I told my buddy, I bet he's coming here, but the only thing I got right this weekend,
you
got to
get by, go buy a lottery ticket, man.
Yeah.
Lotto Max is at $70 million.
Works out pretty good. If you can get that right, then you'll be good. How old is Russick? I have no idea. Older than me, I think.
Yeah, he's
I'm not going to ask the guy. It's not my concern.
He's at an age where he knows what's happening for sure.
How about this? Yeah. He's old enough.
He's old. There you go.
It's true. This one says George hates the Leafs. That's a plus. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, you know what? The Leafs get a lot of hate around here, and I'm glad to keep the Leaf hate going.
Wow. That seems unnecessary. super excited. We'll be streaming from Mexico next week to listen in.
Damn right.
Lucky you from Mexico. Will there be food talk? I'm sure there's always going to be food talk.
It's early. I mean, we're all hungry by the time we get in here. I know. We haven't had breakfast, most of us.
Yeah.
You know, we can't cook. So, yeah, there will be food talk.
Exciting to hear that we'll have regular hosts on the morning show. I think George and Maddie will be a great team. I think so, too. Both of them very excited. And, yes, as George was talking about with us earlier, which is going to be on the podcast. So make sure you can go back and jump in to hear the announcement during the hour three of the big show this morning. But he was talking about places that he needs to check out. He's dumping right into the Beltline. He's going to move right downtown Calgary. So he needs recommendations, places to go, things to check out, all that sort of stuff. And the text line was already, as usual, with the texter asking about food talk. People were throwing out restaurant recommendations, places to go get a burger, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I can imagine that as George gets a feel for Calgary, he'll lean on the text line.
Oh, yeah.
For recommendations. Steer him the right way. Dylan from the Foothills says, yeah. Tell him Palomino has the best nachos and Big Sky has the best barbecue. I had Big Sky barbecue over the weekend, by the way.
Never had it.
Oh, God.
That's the one out by Okotoks?
So good. Yeah, just south of the city.
Okay.
Really good. Right between Okotoks and Calgary. A little bit closer to the Okotoks side of things, but it is delicious. Oh. Scalloped potatoes, bacon on them. Delicious.
There's going to be some good food spots around here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the Flames will name a captain before puck drop?
No.
I don't think so.
I think they're going to roll the season with no captain again.
I don't know. I think that there's a chance they name a captain. I'm kind of in the camp that thinks that Jonathan Huberto might be in the lead for that.
Yeah.
But I think that part of it is there's going to be a new leadership dynamic to all of this. Mm-hmm. This group has leaders from last season. But how do they interact with Mackenzie Weegar, Jonathan Huberto, Nazem Kadri, and where do those guys fit when it comes to the leadership conversation? How much do they take on? I've been really impressed with Jonathan Huberto in all of this, and it's really changed my perspective on perhaps naming a captain. I do think you have to give it time. The nice thing is for Flames management in this spot now, Jonathan's committed to Calgary, wants to be here, is excited to be here, and that's always really important things to name a captain, but naming a captain is more than just a C here in Calgary. It comes with community responsibilities. It comes with being an ambassador for the team and the organization. And not that Jonathan's not going to do any of that. I'm just saying right now,
he's been here for 2 months.
It takes some time, right? So don't be upset that if it happens in January and they go through this and they go, yeah, look, Jonathan's really shown us he's the guy.
Yeah.
We're ready to name it. I don't think having a captain on night one is a must.
No, exactly. You can totally see it. Hey, press release drop, middle of November, Jonathan Huberto is named captain. Could totally see that. But like, and then got to give it to Backlund. I wonder with Backlund because he's not here long term. And it's like giving a guy a C who's not here long term, it's and then if he doesn't resign, you take it away. It's a lot. I think
commitment's a big thing for this team. I don't think they want a 2 or 3 year captain. They don't want to be going through this process every couple years.
You probably look at the guys that sign here long term. One of those two, potentially maybe one of the younger. I don't know, but it's just I think when you like this leadership group is so good in that room. I don't even think it matters to have whether a guy has a C, an A on his chest. The internal leadership group has changed once Daryl Sutter came in here. The leadership changed big time. And with the new names in, you're getting guys like Huberto and Kadri in who are well-known leaders.
This text says Lindholm captain. Maybe. I wouldn't
possibly
hate that.
Yeah.
But then again, guy that you got to get signed up sooner than later. Just 2 years left on that current deal for Elias Lindholm. Yeah, 2 years left. 4.8. Who's going to be on the dials? I'm assuming that's meaning for Rustic and Rose. Same combination that we had before with Maddie. Patrick Dumont's going to be the producer.
Be like a third voice just around here, making sure the fires aren't happening.
Yeah, when the fires happen. And then young Alex Brody, who handled himself well during our earlier disaster.
He does the music and the nut dials and the knobs and all that.
Yeah, he'll press all the buttons and do all the fun stuff, and that'll make up your your morning show quartet. Are you happy about that, Alex? Are you excited for the news?
Oh, I am. I am pumped because, yeah, when I joined the station, like, I haven't been here too long. And, you know, we were kind of in that transition. So it's super, super excited to actually have, like, a role and sort of help build out this show. And one other thing, I'll be sticking the camera in these guys' faces. You know, I'm the guy who'll be making them a little
Yeah, we're going to have this thing streamed likely probably soon. Not, like, right away, but soon,
that's
maybe.
The goal, yeah.
The goal is to have this thing streamed.
So, yeah, see. I'll be here. I'm excited. I'm so excited to be, like, on the morning show consistently. Like, this opportunity is awesome for me. Like, I know George was saying, like, he's so excited for this opportunity. And for me, I'm just excited to be working with a guy like George.
He's fired up.
Yeah.
Alex is fired up.
Alex is
a lot of fun.
I like Alex. Alex was fired up on Friday because I was asking about the Cavs and everything. He brought me on air and we're talking about them. I'm like, yeah, man, you're part of the show. Don't think for a second that we're just going to hide you behind those.
Now, here's a text. I think the Flames are grooming Sean Monahan as their next captain.
I doubt that.
That might do it for us.
I don't think so. quickly, before we go, I guess it'll wrap up what you want to talk about. It's brought to you by our pals at Calgary Lock and Safe. Hunting season gun safe sale is on now. Save up to $600 on Braun EV Series gun safes. Visit CalgaryLockandSafe.com. Speaking of that, Alex.
What's up?
You enjoy yourself at the Cavalry game?
Oh, I had a really good time. You know, like, we had that ticket fiasco that
the snafu
I told you about. Yeah. But yeah, I hadn't been to one since, like, season one, so the 2019-2020 season. So it'd been way too long for me because I'm supposed to be a soccer guy as well. So
yeah, that was it in the interview process. It was, oh, I love soccer. I can't wait. A big Cavs guy.
Yeah, so it was really nice. Like, the fans out there, and you can attest to this, Patrick, like, the foot soldiers, they are passionate. Like, I was not joking. I said this in our tweet about the game. They are some of the most passionate fans in the league, and it was a great atmosphere. You know, despite losing, it was a great game.
No, Alex was out there chugging beers, and
he had a sandwich.
Everything.
All he had was a sandwich.
Yelling profanities in Ottawa. I couldn't believe it. The stories that I got back from him were unbelievable. So you can't take this guy on company events. He's doing crazy things.
No, it was good. It was great seeing the listeners, talking with them. It's the first time I've ever hosted anything like that, and all they could do is just compliment the Spruce Meadows facility. It's beautiful down there. If you ever get a chance to go watch a game, two more games left on the season. You got Valor on Sunday and then Pacific the next Saturday after that.
Looking forward to
it. We got to clinch a playoff spot here.
What do we got lined up for tomorrow?
Not a couple irons in the fire. I know we'll have a little expose with Volt Hockey, who's done some great work in this city.
Should we check in on Seattle?
Possibly if they're up.
Maybe.
Yeah. We talked to Seattle last week, so I don't know. But yeah. I know Adnan will probably be there on Tuesday, maybe do some fantasy because it'll be waiver wire day around the NFL.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks for listening in. As always, you can catch the Big Show podcast wherever you get your podcast, Google, Spotify, Amazon, and more. Thank you to Peter Labardius and Ben Nicholson-Smith for joining the program. Thank you to George Russick and Matt Rose, your new morning show duo. They will link up starting next Monday for the Big Show in the Morning with Russick and Rose. If you want to go back and talk and hear our introductory announcement with George Russick and Matt Rose, that was in hour three just after 8 a.m. today with the guys who will take over your morning show starting next week. It's me and Dumas for the rest of the week. We'll be along with you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Alex Brody has been our outstanding producer, as always, today. Coming up later on the show, we've got a little bit of Blair and Barker coming up next, rolling into a big series for the Blue Jays as they take on the Yankees. Eric Francis show at 2 p.m. today. Flames talk with Pat Steinberg and Aaron Vickers goes at 3. And then, yes, just after 5 o'clock, we'll take you out to Rogers Center for the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Have a great Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been The Big Show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.